In Nicaragua, the former Sandinista fighter Daniel Ortega wants to be president again. Ortega and the Marxist-inspired Sandinistas overthrew the U.S.-backed dictatorship of Anastasio Somoza in 1979. The Sandinistas clung to power until 1990, despite the U.S.-funded counter-revolution or Contra War. Now Ortega says his revolutionary days are over. He says he's come around to market economics and wants better relations with the U.S. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Managua.
On a recent muggy night, Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega is behaving much like the young rebel who marched into Managua 22 years ago. He leads his followers on a brisk, hours-long trek through dark, muddy streets outside the capital. But this time he's glad-handing and kissing babies like any good politician. He addresses a crowd of hundreds of poor residents and blasts the current government of Arnoldo Alemán for being corrupt and uncaring.
And what have they done with your money? They say there isn't money for the farmers. We promise that we're going to find solutions for the people, because the reason for the Sandinista Front's existence is the poor.
Among many of Nicaragua's poor, Daniel Ortega still enjoys prophet-like status. As he wends his way through neighborhood after neighborhood, thousands jostle in the dark for a glimpse of the man who once led a revolution in their name. 30-year-old unemployed mother Lilia del Carmen Tinojo says she supports Ortega because the ruling party has ignored her and others like her.
The government says there's no famine and no poverty. But it's come out in the international press. There are poor people, hungry kids, and sick kids.
Nicaragua is currently suffering severe hunger because of the collapsed coffee economy and because of a drought that has killed off much of this year's food supply. These tough conditions, coupled with accusations of widespread corruption in the current government, have helped Ortega maintain a slight lead in most polls heading towards the November vote. Ortega says he's a changed man, responding to new times. He recently called his socialist revolution a mistake, though in an interview with NPR, he said he still holds his Marxist concern for social justice for the poor. He says he's come to view the market economy as a necessary engine to support social programs.
To accept that the markets are a reality, this demonstrates that we've been evolving and not stagnating. The market, not as a function to generate oligarchies at the expense of the hungry and unemployed, but a market that creates justice and equality, where the state maintains a role.
Just as Ortega's name is a powerful lightning rod for Sandinista supporters, it repels his opponents with equal strength. Many Nicaraguans recall the Sandinistas' 11-year regime as a time of misery, political oppression, a bloody U.S.-backed war that helped destroy the economy, frequent shortages of the most basic necessities. Nicaragua's economy has hardly blossomed since the Sandinistas left power, though in Managua, a few high-end shopping malls have sprung up, like this one near Lake Managua. Here, the country's wealthier classes browse for designer clothes or catch a movie. One 25-year-old shopper, who wouldn't give her name, remembers with dread the hardships under Ortega.
For me, it's horrible to recall the lines in the supermarkets. The people who want to vote for Daniel now don't remember the long lines we stood in, rain or shine. It was me who had to wait. The parents couldn't miss a day of work. The kids did it, fighting for meat, oil, soap, toilet paper, products that were of poor quality.
It's no surprise that Nicaraguan businessmen, many of whom saw their property confiscated by the Sandinistas, back ruling Liberal Party candidate Enrique Bolaños. Bolaños himself lost his fortune to the revolution. He's since regained it. But Ortega's toughest challenge may be coming from abroad. The United States remains unconvinced that the man they spent a fortune to oust in the 80s has shed his socialist skin. Lino Gutierrez is currently second in charge at the State Department's Bureau for Western Hemispheric Affairs and was ambassador to Nicaragua from 1996 to 1999. He recalls Ortega's rhetoric from that period.
I thought that Ortega and his party would have evolved, but to my surprise and concern, what I heard from him were pronouncements like, we will overthrow the government by bullets if necessary, we'll go back to the hills. These practices were not consistent at the time with, an evolution toward democracy.
Gutierrez says that the U.S. will work with any freely elected president, but few Sandinista backers take that pledge seriously. U.S. officials have hinted that an Ortega victory might lead to reduced aid to the country, But Nicaraguans who support Ortega are less concerned about that than the debilitating poverty staring them in the face right now. At any major intersection in downtown Managua, you'll find stringy kids and former Sandinista fighters begging for change. 36-year-old former soldier Manuel Trejo hawks brooms and hair clippers. Trejo's left hand was shot off while fighting the Contras. Since the Sandinistas were ousted in free elections, Trejo says life has gotten worse. He doesn't deny the hard times under Ortega, but as he goes from car to car, he says he's come to remember his former commander fondly.
The commander has been telling us he's changed. We must give him the vote, the benefit of the doubt, otherwise he'll never succeed. And the Sandinistas, after all, are the party of the poor.
While this campaign is being fought largely over economic issues, other factors could hinder Ortega's re-election bid, chiefly charges of sexual abuse brought by his stepdaughter and some 800 unresolved disputes over property confiscated from wealthy landowners during the Sandinista Revolution more than two decades ago. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.